Om Shanti. This morning, we're going to discuss drama, and along with the drama, whatever is associated. Before coming to Baba's knowledge, growing up in the religious family, traditional family, there was a lot of knowledge used to be given about karmas. Everything was karmas. We use the word karmas. One is the present action. And also we use the karmas, what we bring from the past. While understanding the karmas, while performing the actions, there used to be a lot of questions, because just knowledge of the karmas could not satisfy everything which one goes through. So although the knowledge was there of karmas, there was always a question, how long these karmas will going to go, how long this destiny will go, how many births more we had to take before we become free from the bondage of actions. And I used to imagine maybe hundreds and thousands of years. Once in a while, whenever there is unpleasant situation happen in the life, we used to use the word bhavi. That means something which is ordained is happening. And nobody can do anything. Even God cannot change that. But whenever those happenings used to be very pleasant, we used to feel that a lot of fortune has come. Yet, the life was full of sorrow and unhappiness, dissatisfaction, and full of questions. Life is full of questions. Because many things which used to be happening, we never used to get the answer for that. One side, I used to feel that I have the one of the highest knowledge according to the scripture, according to the religion. And yet, the life was full of questions as well as sorrow, unhappiness and dissatisfaction. When I came in contact with this knowledge, knowing the knowledge of the soul, knowing the knowledge of Baba, knowing that the soul is the one who performs actions. And then after knowing the knowledge of the soul and the Supreme Soul, when the knowledge of the drama came, which was so related to the time, related to the actions, related to so many things, I think it took 2 weeks and more to even sleep peacefully. In the sense, there was a lot of contemplation, a lot of understanding, as if a new idea has emerged, which is going to give the answer to many. I used to bring the scenario of my own past life of this, which I remember. and I used to put together why that happened to me. Why this happened to me? And I used to put, by putting together in that way, I used to feel a lot more satisfied that whatever happened was the drama. So it was a great, great satisfaction, and the painful life which was there before calmed down. May not be 100% because you can't really use everything at one time, but it gave at least 50% peace and happiness and less sorrows. So it was a very wonderful knowledge which was connected with the time. So the question, first question which was answered was, now time is very little to change the whole destiny. Before I used to feel it's maybe millions of years or thousands of years, and many, many births I had to take before everything will end. But now I know that, okay, this is the last part of the cycle. And when I see the clock, where two hands of clock was there, it was looking like as if 5 minutes before the 12 o'clock. So it is just a matter of time. And in that situation, I felt that any adverse situation, any difficult situation, unexpected situation, whichever came in my life, it was just settling the karmas. It was not like as if it was a great problem as it used to be. There was a feeling, how long? That how long, answer of the how long, definitely finish immediately. It is for a while. It will happen. It is the last part of the cycle, so it will happen more, and I need to settle all my karmic accounts very fast. Even if there is any sickness, is this easy to accept? If there is any situation related to the relationship and emotion, that was also was able to settle that, okay, this person is in my life, and it will going to finish very fast because drama is ending. So I had to work it out faster with a lot of positivity, lot of feeling. Before coming to this knowledge of the drama, I had the idea, as many of us have the ideas, that negativity, the five vices, lust, anger, greed, attachment, these are the things which we need to work on. But yet, it was not so serious in the sense, you know, to get angry is not a sin. To be greedy is not a sin. But the seriousness of the five vices and the body consciousness was very much related. And only way we could change our destiny, which is our future drama, is by conquering these five vices. It was so clear by knowing the knowledge of the drama that if we want to change. Of course, in this Murli Baba says, drama is accurate. Drama is preordained. In Hindi we say, bani banai ban rahi, ab kuch banini nahi, chinta taki kije, jo anhoni hoi. That means everything which is taking place is ordained before. Bani banai, it is already made, it's already destined. Ab kuch banini nahi, there's nothing new has to happen. So we don't have to worry about anything. Chinta taki kiji jo anhoni hoy. That means you must worry about those things which is happening something new, but it's not happening. It's everything is happening what is has to be happened. So we cannot really change the drama. But what we can change is our feelings, our attitude, our intention, our atmosphere. So that intensity of suffering as well as the overjoy can be balanced. And when it is balanced, then life becomes easy and happy. Even one is going through a severe situation, yet you can be happy. You could change your attitude. It is not the situations which gives the sorrow to us, but it is the attitude towards the situation which gives us the sorrow. In the path of devotion also, we hear the word curse. You know, in Hindi it is called shrap. This person gave the curse, or this person did this, or this person. And in that also we heard that what is given to you cannot change. But what can change is the intensity of suffering. Intensity of pain and sorrow which we had to go through. It's both sides. It's sorrow also as well as happiness. Some people, they get very excited, they get very happy. But the balance is an important part of it in our life. So when we heard about the knowledge of the drama, we heard about the accuracy of the drama. One thing which we can say is that if we say God is the creator of the drama, He is a perfect, He is super perfect, we can say. And if He is the creator of the drama, although He may not be creating, the drama is there. The drama, the soul, the supreme soul, all is ordained, all is eternal. But yet, when we say He is the creator, because He is a perfect and super perfect, we can say that there cannot be inaccuracy in any way. So if it is accurate at particular time, we have to just understand, accept, change our feelings, change our attitude in every situation. And that is what Baba is talking to us. And through that, we can make our status, our effort, so different. Because drama is a kind of story. It can be called as history, it can be called as story. And whenever we write a story, or whenever we write a poem, or whenever we write a song, there's some intention behind it, some aim or some object is there, that what I want to give to others, what teachings had to be given, you know, what we want people to learn, what I should learn when I present a story or a drama. So there's something is behind this. And when we look at the drama, something which is behind that is the karmas. Although drama is made, we act on this drama, but it is dominated by the karmas. Karmas are the main thing in which it is. And karma says that whatever you do, shall you reap. And karma is not just using the physical organs. That means eyes or ears or the mouth or speaking or seeing. It's not just that is karmas. But that karmas has lot of subtle factors. This is gross. If I speak something, it's gross. But what is behind this gross has more influence than my karmas or gross action, we can say. What intention I have when I'm talking to or I'm relating anything to others. Or what attitude I have, what kind of awareness I have more influence than the reward of action, on reward of action, than just a gross action. And that is why even the 10 people are performing the 10 different, same actions, but the reward of the action of the 10 people are so different. Because so many subtle factors are part of that action or part of that drama, we can say, which is more important. And in this spiritual knowledge, beside the physical actions, we are given the knowledge and we practice those things, that how to create atmosphere, what kind of attitude we must have, what kind of awareness we must have. And that also changes our destiny in the sense of suffering and the pain. Although you may or may not, it look like sometime we change our actions or situation can change, but things which will happen, these things which happens, but you can see that the suffering and pain is very, that is why Baba says, if you understand the drama accurately, then you must not suffer. Or you must not have any suffering. It becomes like a full stop. There's a song in which they say, you must put the 3 dots, Tina Bindu. And 3 Bindu means 3 dots, which we know that, of course, soul is a dot, and point of light, Baba is point of light, and the drama is also a dot. That means putting the full stop. So drama alone may not able to make us accurate, but knowledge of all means, when we talking about knowledge of all is, you know, other day or many times in Baba's Murli, Baba's talk about Virat Swarup. Ever heard about Virat Swarup? And whenever Baba talk about Virat Swarup, means manifested form of God, extended form of God. This is what they say in Gita. The Arjuna actually got the vision of the Virat Swarup, the extended form of God. When Baba talk about that in Baba's Murli, Baba talk about the 4 different clans, that is in Golden Age, Silver Age, Copper Age, Iron Age. And then Baba said that 2 things are missing here, and that is God, the Creator, as well as the first clan, which is the Brahmin clan. So, knowledge of the Creator, that is Baba, and knowledge of the creation, that is souls, and the knowledge of the drama, the past, present and the future, is called manifested form of God. That means just a knowledge of the Supreme Soul, that is Baba, His point of light, His, He lives in Paramdham, He has so many qualities, He is ocean of peace, ocean of purity, ocean of this, ocean of that. All that is there. But like when you introduce yourself with others, or somebody introduce you, you just don't give the just name of the person. You give the little family history, little professional history, little geographical history, where the person come from, which country the person come from, what is the profession, how many children, how many this, how many that they have, which become the like extended form of introduction. So in the same way, Baba's introduction just does not include Baba's introduction as point of light and this and that, but His creation is also attached to Baba. The knowledge of the time is also the part of the extended form of His introduction. His, along with the time, drama, the karmas, everything is included. Evil is included, goodness is included, everything is included in the introduction of the Supreme, which is extended form of His introduction. So drama is a part of it. Baba sometimes asks the question, who is more powerful, drama or God? Who is more powerful? We can say both are powerful, because in some areas Baba is powerful, some area drama is powerful. Baba says, according to the drama, I cannot come even 1 second before or after. I had to come accurately according to the drama. So drama actually puts the event in relation to the time. In the drama, when we, physical drama, when we create, we say, okay, at this moment somebody will come. At this moment this person will act. This moment this person will walk out. This person, the next one will go into. So it is actually the knowledge of the time in relation to the actions which you perform at particular time. When Baba talk about the knowledge, you have to spin the cycle. Spin the Swadarshan Chakra. Baba says you have to have the Swadarshan Chakra all the time. And Baba says you must remember Baba, you must remember the Swadarshan Chakra. Actually, Swadarshan Chakra is also the drama. Swa means self. Darshan means knowing the self, having vision of our own self, what I am, how I am. And chakra is knowing the self in relation to the cycle, in relation to the time, we can say. There's another word which is used along with the Swadarshan Chakra. You must have seen in the knowledge of the drama, the picture of the drama, old pictures of the drama or the clock, there's a swastika. You have seen the swastika. Now the modern picture do not have the swastika. Swastika also is swa means self. Swa siddhi, that means you recognizing or you identifying your stage of the self in relation to the drama, in relation to the cycle. The meaning of swastika is to know the self in relation to the cycle. Swadarshan Chakra is also same way, knowing the self and knowing the drama. And I think this knowledge of the drama has made our life so different. It has given the answer for everything. It make our life to put the full stop to accept as accurately as possible. And time you say, this is the drama. It's easy to accept whatever situations, whatever scene of the drama is taking place in our life. And because it is easy to accept, the solution comes automatically. Accepting makes us whole attitude of struggle, whole attitude of questioning, whole attitude of surprises. Everything starts, and only the full stop is the one which is in our life. The sorrow, the suffering, everything finishes. Because in the life we are moving. When you write something on the piece of paper, like the different sentences, you know, we always put the full stop, we put the question marks, we push the commas, we sometimes put the exclamation marks, which is the surprises. And most easy, of course, is to put the full stop. But in life, which one is the most easy one? Without knowledge. Question mark or the full stop? Question mark is the easiest one, for everything is a question. Everything. Why this? Why that? Why not this? So many different whys and how and things happen. Only when we have Baba's knowledge, when we can transform the question into the commas, into the full stop, and life become easy. In my own life, I can give some example. As long as you don't accept, this is supposed to be. But time you accept, this is what had to happen. This is what the drama is. This is what we had to do. All of a sudden, attitudes start changing, actions start changing, our whole awareness start changing, and life has become very easy. So that is what we had to learn. Although it may take little time, means as soon as you understand the knowledge of the drama, you may not be able to completely change. But when you see this is a drama, and then all the answer comes also little later, that why this person had to do like that? What are the sanskar is playing through this person? What are the weaknesses which is playing through this person? Because events which we face in our life is based on our sanskar, based on our habits which we have. Many times it look like other person is influencing us, or other person is creating the obstacles or what we call as tests for us. But actually it is our own weakness which creates the obstacles. Not anybody else create obstacles. How the obstacles are created, or problems are created, or the test, we can say, because sometimes we use the word test, sometimes we use the word obstacle, sometimes we use the word some situation has arisen, and it always, in the karmic account, it always looks like as if somebody is creating the obstacle for me, or the drama is creating the obstacle for me. Obstacle is just limitation of opportunity against our desires, against our wishes. We want to do something in our lives, but things are not happening accordingly. And that become like an obstacle for us. That become the test for us. Because we feel that somebody is testing me, or somebody is creating this obstacle. But seed of that obstacle, we can say, is me. Because every thought, every word, every action which is there in me, means whatever thoughts I have, whatever actions which we have, whatever words we speak, whatever influence which I have of my own weakness or my own good qualities is spreading in the atmosphere. The effect of that is spreading in the atmosphere. If I have a thought, through any attitude or any intention, any actions, it is spreading in the atmosphere. And because it's spreading in the atmosphere, it can affect anybody. Any human being, animal, plants, trees, nature, the water, the fire, the sky, anything. It is affecting. You do not know that when you shoot your arrow of your thoughts, words and action, where that arrow will go. It influences the whole universe generally. But the souls of similar type or weak souls, it affects more. So when it comes to us in any form, in the form of situations, situation is nothing but our own creation. Own creation in the sense whatever is, we spread the vibrations in the past, it can affect anybody, and that person of the similar weakness can create a situation, and it look like as if that person is one who is an obstacle, or that person is one who is testing me. But this is what I gave. I spread. I gave to the whole universe. And it happened that that particular person was the one who get affected and created situation. So if we go in the depth of this, when the situation comes, observe your own self. What type of sanskar emerging in that situation? Sometimes you just be in silent and see yourself. What kind of sanskar emerging? If the sanskar of anger emerging, or jealousy emerging, or intolerance emerging, or tolerance emerging, impatience is emerging. What kind of sanskar emerging at that particular situation? And if you want to relate it, you will be able to realize the type of sanskar which is emerging in you is the cause of the situation which you are facing. Although it look like somebody is creating that situation. I'm not too sure if you understood this part of it. That when the situation comes in front of you, just silently look at yourself. Then instead of just thinking this person has done this one, this person has done this one, this person has done this one. Just look at yourself. That which kind of sanskar emerging, Yesterday we had a discussion with some of the senior sisters. And there was one situation which Sister Mohini was talking about. You know, a lot of people, you know, they had a, this is a world of, you know, terrorism like kind of thing. And somebody can make you scared, want to get something from you and make you scared, you know. And because you get scared, you know, you start giving. So there was a situation of that kind was there. So the person was deceived by somebody because person said, okay, you had to give so much money in order to solve. So actually the situation was created by someone. The person got lost. Some losses was taking place to the person. But deep down, if you notice, it's a fear of that person which aggravate the situation. It's a cause of the situation as well as it aggravates the situation. If we do not look at our own self, which sanskar is causing the situation? It can be aggravated, it can be further and further and further. So one has to be deep down checking our own self. Forget about others, but checking our own self. Which sanskar I have? Which sanskar emerge at this situation? If somebody come with something, whether it's a love come or hate comes or attachment comes or intolerance comes, which sanskar is emerging at this moment? Because there are many deep sanskars which we have, which are in the sleeping stage, we can say. The sleeping sanskar start emerging. Although you may say, I don't have anger. I have passed the anger already. But then when situation comes, the sleeping sanskar of anger emerge. So it is a kind of subtle checking of our own self to remove that situations or to overcome that situation, to not get affected by the situation, whatever we call as. So knowledge of the drama, knowledge of the karmas, knowledge of the destiny, knowledge of all those things with the inner, means we never feel that in our, means I'm not too sure about you all, but I never even think about karmas with a good intention, karmas with a good vibrations, karmas with a good attitude. Attitude was not so much in understanding the those subtle parts we never understand. That's how much our reward of each action is based on, which is the subtle part of it. Sometimes I was, few days ago, a certain situation happened, not to me, but somebody else, situation took place. And we say, we use the word, look at this innocent person. Look at this person who is so nice, so religious, so much charitable soul happened. You know, and that person was, of course, murdered. You know, that person was murdered. So, lot of thoughts, the whole country was in a turmoil to know that person is so good. Externally, the person is very good in the sense of knowing everything. But at that last moment when that thing happened, we do not know which sanskar must have emerged. We cannot say that this person must be innocent. We do not know. Means that is not what we know about. We know all the external part of it, what the external part of action. But at that moment, maybe a greed must have emerged, or attachment must have emerged, or something or other must have emerged. Because we know now that there are so many subtle factors which are involved in every action of it. So how can we say one is innocent? Who can say that this is innocent and this is one who is wrong, or this is one who is right? Because we cannot pursue that the subtle aspect of it. subtle aspect of it is so deep within. And sometimes some subtle aspect of it comes so, means positive aspect of it comes also in such a good way, that life is saved. There was one person who was not very with teenager, was about 25 years of age. And that person was kidnapped. He was a son of the very rich person, and they asked the random, you know. And he was released after a while. I don't know what circumstances he was released, whether they pay or I don't know, that I don't remember as such. But I had a lot of curiosity, you know, to invite this person in the center and ask him to give his experience. You know, because I felt that there's something, goodness must be there in him that saved the life. Not just money saved the life or the parents pay the money or whatever it is. But I felt there's something inside of him must be there. So he came to the center and he gave his experience. Because I did not even know him much, but because of this, I said, I must invite him. So he came and gave the experience that he said, the calmness which he observed, he felt that saved his life. Because every time the situation would come in front of him, in the sense that they will say something so extraordinary, so unusual, you know, and make you get angry, or make you angry to the extent that you may say or you may feel that if I am released from here, I'm going to kill these people, revenge, you know, kind of anger, kind of revengeful feeling, kind of fear, which was created every moment, every 10 minutes, every 15 minutes, they would come and say, okay, now we're going to kill you into pieces and throw your body in such a place that nobody can even find you, not even your parents. What are you going to think at that moment? But he said, only thing which came in his mind is calmness. Nothing. Inside there was nothing. Nothing about anything against this person. There was no anger. There was no revengeful feeling. And this person was not in the knowledge, we can say. But this person must be blessed with those good sanskar somehow. And he said he was very calm. He was very calm. And only hope he felt that this calmness is going to release him. And it did happen, which Baba is giving us the knowledge, and he was able to do that one, and he was released. What Baba is telling us to do is, intentionally we change our sanskar. We are not born with all those sanskar, which maybe he must be blessed with those sanskar at that particular time. Or at least at that particular time he was able to manage to practice those things. But here Baba is talking about accuracy of the drama, yet the feeling, what is our most intention is to remove those negative feeling, sorrow, the suffering, and doing that, Baba says, you know, many times over, he used to say, have the good wishes for the souls, had the good qualities, because when we come in contact with the people and situation, the first thing which comes in our mind is who is wrong and who is right. We feel this person is right. If we are observing the two persons together, some situation is happening between the two and we are the observer, we say this person is right and this person is wrong. Is that so? If it happened with me also, I'll say, I was very calm. I did not do anything. I was right and this person is wrong. The second thing which will come in our mind is, if this person is wrong, this person must ask for forgiveness. Then the question, then the next thing come in our mind, if this person is wrong, this person must realize that person is wrong. Or this person must be punished for the wrong. Now all those series of the thoughts and series of the feelings start coming in our mind. But as Baba's children, all these things are not important. Who is right? Who is wrong? Who should be punished? Who should realize? Who should... All that are not so important. It was important as we progress and progress. These things are not important. Because that is not what we had to take care of. That's Baba drama, whatever it is. They will going to take care of. Our duties, our responsibility is to have the good wishes. A merciful feeling. Yeah. In Baba's knowledge, Baba says, Baba is merciful. We have to have the mercy of our own self, mercy on others. In worldly language, we say forgiveness. Yeah. Forgiveness. So through that, we can change our drama, means our feeling towards the event which is taking place. And that is, this, we have to accept that person is has some weakness at this particular point, that some weakness has emerged in the person. And because of that some weakness has emerged, something is happening. And in order to calm down that weakness, only thing which we can have the good wishes for the soul. And what is really good wishes? When we say we had to have the good wishes for the soul, if somebody is angry type or somebody gets angry, I send a good wishes to calm down. That's good wishes, right? Send a powerful, peaceful vibration to the person. So that person can calm down. Of course, we do all these things. We do all different type of exercises while we are moving along. But to me, different level of the good wishes, at this time I say good wishes according to the understanding and some of those things I'm practicing. Good wishes is put aside everything. Situation, the person, the weakness of the person, try to change the person through the vibration. All that is secondary. It is there, it's important, but secondary. But if we can purely put aside everything and we just say something good should happen in the life of this person, wishing them something good in the life of a person. I'm not changing anything. I'm just wishing. You think it could change? Because many times we say, I'm giving good wishes, I'm giving good wishes. I'm sending the good vibration, this person must become better. Or this person must calm down. This person's sanskar must change. So I'm sending the good wishes for that. I'm sending the good wishes, the situation must change. All that is the part of the good wishes. you know, but it is not that you have to give the good wishes for this, or good wishes for this, and good wishes for that. But if you can put aside everything and have the good wishes, something good should happen in the past life. Something, you do not know what, but something. And if it works, if it's really from the bottom of the heart, and with a true heart, with a true feeling, if it really works, and even if it works for 1% of that, that person will get something good in the life. And the joy of that goodness will take care of everything else which we wish to. Is it possible? Instead of changing the person, instead of giving the good wishes for a particular sanskar which is affecting me and affecting the whole whole class or whole center or whole country, try to work on this. Instead of that, if I just had the good wishes. Sometimes I feel the good wishes can even help us to undo what we have done. Means every day, every moment, because of our own sanskar, sometimes we also make mistake. You know, some words may be speaking which may hurt somebody, or something happened through us, not even in a big situation, but in a small way. Somebody does not like the way I act, or way I speak, or way, so they get affected, they get, and if I know that if they are affected by, sometime I may not know, but sometime I may know, because the person has expressed. And I can undo that to a certain extent by having the good wishes. So something, this person is coming in contact with me, and because of my sanskar or because of that person's sanskar get displeased, some relationship is changed, and I know that person is being hurt because of my relationship. And even if for that also, if I just say good wishes, something good must happen to this person. Something good must happen to this person. You will feel release yourself that you have under some of your sanskar or some of the action which you have performed. And in that case, you will find that you start getting the good news. You know, sometimes for somebody may come and say something, some bad news, somebody may say about something, somebody's weakness or something. But you can change the whole thing into the good wishes, that you will get the good news from the person, that something good has happened to me. Something good has happened to me. And people are not looking for the big, big good things. Even the small things make them happy. You know, like for example, somebody did not smile with them for a long period of time because of some negativity is there between the relationship. And one day this person smiled. You feel overjoyed, you know. You feel, oh, this person is talking to me, it's overjoyed. This person is, you know, something great has happened to the life. So the good wishes help. Small matters, and then the joy of that work on our good, on our weaknesses. So instead of even the good wishes for the removing this, it's not necessary. It was necessary before, but we can change our. It can become instrument. If somebody come and say, okay, I have this problem. Can you send this Akash for that? What should I say? I say, yes, we will going to send this Akash. I'm going for the test. I'm going for the interview. Can you send this Akash? Yes, we're going to send this Akash for that. But Akash, we will say the person, okay, I'm going to get the Akash. I'm not going to send no Akash whether the person will get the interview pass or fail. I put aside over everything. This is the way I deal with. That is Baba. Baba, this person is like this. This person wants me to send Akash. Just 1 second we tell to Baba. And you know the best whatever has to happen to this person. But what we say is neutrally, something good must happen to this person. Something great must happen. Something like a lottery, something like a miracle should happen. There is no limit of intensity of the good wishes. Even sometimes you feel that this, you feel or other person may feel that this thing is just a story, that's just an imagination. It may not happen. This person is giving good wishes or I'm giving good wishes. It may not happen. But it may not happen. That may not happen, but something will happen. Some area of the life, something will happen, which we do not know. So let us have the good wishes. Let everyone's drama become the sweet and sweeter and sweetest. Right? Okay. Om Shanti, if you have any question or you want to relate anything nice, please do so. So it's in our hand to make our drama very sweet, very pleasant. There are so many different questions in the mind that, okay, drama come first. Or, yes, somebody raising the hand. To come in front. I'm sure every one of you must be having the wonderful experience with the drama. Yeah, Atiyo. Unko bhi relate karne de.
Сестра Надежда, Москва. Я хотела спросить отношение Локи к родителям, Локи к детей. Вот в чем здесь кармический счет и кто кому должен в этих взаимоотношениях? И как лучше всего вот их строить, так сказать, но если еще не хватает таких вот знаний бабы? Да, то есть недостаточно еще опыта взаимоотношений, недостаточно добродетелей и у родителей, и у детей. Вот как этот путь сделать более легким в гармонизации отношений?
The question is about relations between Lokic people in the family, parents and their children. What is the duty of parents towards children? What is the duty of children towards parents, who must do something to somebody? And if there is a lack of knowledge between people, they don't know, they do not have this knowledge, and what to do in this case?
Of course, those who do not have the knowledge, means all of us had to go through our drama or our destiny or whatever it is. Only thing is that those who do not have the knowledge, they go through the pain, lot of pain. And we go through but without pain. And main thing is that in understanding of the drama, it does not mean that we must ignore the laws of karmas, or the system, mannerism, ethics. We must forget all those things. We must follow those and we expect others to follow. But the pain inside must not be there. That is the main thing. You know, sometimes we go through the discipline. If somebody is not following, then you feel the pain within or hurt within. That is what Baba says that you must not have when you have. And of course that needs a lot of strength, Baba's strength. People who are not in the knowledge, you can talk to them, but to remove the pain is only giving the comfort and good wishes and yoga power to them. You know, you could be telling all the time, must not do, or do, or must not do. But along with that, you need to, you know, give some comfort or some, you know, some knowledge. But, you know, main thing is that pain within, you know. You may be saying something to the people, but yet you feeling the pain, others are feeling the pain, you know. But in between, there is a good wishes. When you give the good wishes, there is always some effect of it, you know. I was in some situation, somebody did the wrong thing in the sense of stealing, and of course we called the police, no? So police came and catch hold of this person and take them to the police station, you know. And I was just saying to myself, okay, we had to do that part of it. But then inside I was feeling that something must happen to this person, that this person must be released. I was just saying in my mind, I said, something good must happen to this person. Something, some changes in thinking, in attitude must take place, that this person doesn't have to go through the punishment of any kind or have to face any court or anything. And those things do help. So while we are coming in contact even with the Laukik, and they are going through the different type of pains and suffering because of the attachment between the children and the parents, and we happen to be there, we need to be neutral, we need to be comforting to them, although we know that they have attachment and they're doing the wrong thing out of attachment, or they're not following that discipline which they're supposed to be following. While we are talking things of ethics, things of knowledge, things of anything, we just had to give them more comfort to the souls and some good wishes to the souls and some yoga power to the souls. That is the only way I think it could work. And at that particular time, you can't give too much knowledge to when the people are going through the things. You can't give knowledge. You have to give the comfort, whether they are wrong or right. Even if they are wrong, then you still have to, the pain which is going through, you have to give the comfort at that time. Okay. Anybody want to relate nice things about this? Any experience? That how the drama help you? Everyone feel the drama help you? Knowledge of the drama help you? Or not? It did help us so much. It is not, a situation is not a curse, but it's a blessing for us. Knowing the knowledge of the drama, it becomes a blessing for us, not a curse. And if you follow accurately, it make us have the double earning. Earning to settle the past, and you feel so much earning with yourself. As if your bank deposit has become so elevated. All of a sudden you feel that something great amount has gone in your bank account of the karmas. And the joy and happiness is great. So nobody wants to relate? Not just a question alone. You can ask questions, you can relate nice things about your own experience. The whole situation, whole life of ours is, you know, kind of coincidence. The karmas and the drama is like coincidence. Somebody walking, not seeing me. Searching for me, not seeing me. That person walked that way, you just reached there. You know? So many times this happened, you know. And you calling that person, you saw the person, you calling the person did not see you, or you did not see. So it's such a, with the accuracy, so many little things happen that you need to say, yes, it is a drama, it is there. It could happen in the sense something good can happen immediately, but then the drama will not be 5,000 years, it will be 5 minutes. No? Drama is for entertainment, huh? You sit down and see the drama, watch the skits, watch the drama in the TV or otherwise also you see the drama. And you feel that according to the knowledge, you feel that it could have happened like this and it could have happened like that. And if it could have happened like this or like that, that would finish. That is no need to see anything. But then in the end of that, you get the answer that this is to teach this knowledge or this, to teach that one. That is why this happened and we enjoy for 2-3 hours. But if you started the drama with a question and question and question, you don't enjoy. Nothing you enjoy. But let us see what we are going to learn out of this scene. What we are going to learn, what others will learn. with that attitude, if you see the drama, what I'm going to learn, we become the very learned people, like as if we can make a book. We can write a book on that, oh, so many things we learn, so many things we change, so much happiness and joy we have. So drama actually gives a lot of happiness, a lot of joy, a lot of happiness. Okay, if you don't have any questions, no, come, please. So we just start now. Om Shanti.